We have for you tonight here on the Ubu Hour. Can you believe it? It's 2014 and the Ubu Hour is still on the air. It's almost been 12 years.
They thought this show was dead, slogging along after over a decade with lackluster scripts, bad acting, and production. But I can assure all you listeners out there, Ubu Hour is not dead.
Not in the least. This new year of 2014, we will continue to bring you the wonderful radio theater you've come to expect from the Ubu Hour. And up next, we bring you some highlights of upcoming shows.
That's right. In the next several minutes, we'll give you descriptions and sneak previews of some of the Ubu Hour radio theater dramas that will be coming to the airwaves later this year.
We have an exciting lineup of radio theater planned for the next 12 months, from action suspense to life to lurid erotic thrillers.
Hilarious comedy!
There's only one thing we can do.
And what's that, Dr. Bing Bang?
A hysterectomy.
Are you kidding? You need a license for that kind of stuff.
And that's why you'll never be anything more than an intern, you fop.
Surreal tales that will take you into strange places. Neo-noir dramas to darken your nightmares.
Believe a clumsy frame up like this.
Sci-fi and fantasy, suspense and horror.
It must be very painful. Here, let me give you something.
Political satire and serious art house radio dramas that illuminate the current diaspora of modern life.
Do you ever get the feeling sometimes that you don't know what's going on?
Let's talk about us.
Of course.
And I?
Marlin Spike Hall.
Well, there's going to know this one.
Still going to have sex.
We'll bring you radio drama that questions the assumptions made by the mainstream media. We'll bring you thought-provoking audio plays that will open your mind. And we'll bring you adventure. Action. Violence and sex with uproarious laughs.
So without further ado, let's take a sneak preview at some of what Ubu Hour has in store for you on future shows in 2014. Up next. Boo Boo Hour coming attractions for 2014.
Coming sometime in the spring, Boo Boo Hour's adaptation of the 1978 grindhouse cult cinema classic, Hooker with a Meat Hook.
Do you want to be my lover?
This notorious movie has rarely been seen. Even we haven't seen it, but our adaptation is taken from the original script.
You don't have to ask, babe. Sure I want action. You are fucking hot. You'll do what I want, and I'll pay you what I think it's worth.
This violent and lurid radio plays about a hooker with a large, sharp meat hook where her hand was cut off. As she walks around the city of Freedomville, slashing up pimps, johns, and corrupt city officials. We can't have some killer slashing up johns with a knife.
Not a knife, Captain. More like an object with a sharp point. Maybe a 2x4 with a large spike on it.
We got the bitch cornered.
Of the Ubu Hour Radio Theater.
Hooker with a meat hook.
What the fuck?
God damn it, no! Oh fuck, it's the killer! I'll fucking kill you! Oh! Oh god!
Hour's adaptation of the 1978 grindhouse cult cinema classic, Hooker with a Meat Hook. Coming sometime in the spring.
Good evening, and welcome to the city that once worked.
Of course, we'll be bringing you several more episodes of the ongoing series, The City That Once Worked, throughout the year, as the Ubu skewers public officials from City Hall to the White House and the Capitol.
Terrible. Am I destined to become a small footnote in history?
Obama-rama had great intentions. He talked about hope, which gave some folks a lot to talk about.
Make me get health insurance!
Damn commie!
The ongoing series, The City That Once Worked. Several more episodes throughout the year from the Ubu Hour.
Send her in, Madge. Send her. Looking gorgeous as usual. And how can I help?
And then there's Welcome to Sex and Violence.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence, the word and the act. Welcome to sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet sex, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation. This sex, the violence, drop your guard.
Welcome to Sex and Violence, audio drama where we'll do away with extraneous elements like plot and dialogue to deliver what really matters, violence and sex.
Thank you.
die! You wanna fucking die!
Sometime in the spring.
The Ubu Hour production.
Welcome to violence. Welcome to sex.
Audio drama where we'll do away with extraneous elements like plot and dialogue to deliver what really matters, violence and sex.
Sometime in the spring.
I'm a free man. A free man.
Meet Ron Dimmajad. Mr. Dimmajad has received $20,000.
Mr. Dimmajad is a man who has done wrong in the past, but is now on the path of right, with money he earned fairly. Mr. Dimmajad has stepped out of prison and is about to step into the Ubu Zone.
It's like we're celebrating.
Celebrating? What are we celebrating?
Do you need a reason? Why don't we take our beers over to that booth?
What the hell are you doing, Ronald Dimmajad?
Keep your nose clean, son, and stay away from the wrong people. You are ready for a new life.
Go back out there, finish your beer, say goodbye to her, and leave.
You doing okay?
Sure. I'll finish this beer and then I have to leave.
What are you thinking right now?
I don't know.
You want to kiss me?
The happiest day of Ron Dimmajad's life suddenly becomes a nightmare. That is because Ron Dimmajad and his entire family are trapped in the Ubu Zone.
Video theater program, 9 years.
Coming sometime in the spring.
To the Ubu Zone.
You, my friend, listening to the Ubu Hour.
The highlights of upcoming shows.
Coming to the airwaves later this year.
Planned for the next 12 months, we have an exciting lineup of radio theater.
Here on the Ubu Hour.
This new year of 2014, we will continue to bring you the wonderful radio theater you've come to expect from the Ubu Hour.
You, my friend, have been listening to
the highlights of upcoming shows.
The Ubu Hour!
And we are proud to announce, due to listener requests coming this summer, an entirely new episode of our most popular radio series, The Capitalist Manifesto.
Really? Who requested it? Who even cares anymore?
The tale begins long ago.
That's right. Commander Tush, Prick Cheney, and Dummy Rumsfeld, Kinda Sleazy Rice, and the gang return in another outrageous adventure.
In a time before memory in a world today.
Yes, my friend, I'm here to bring you great news. You have just tuned into the adventures of the Capitalist the Manifesto.
Images flicker in your eyelids from the blue screen, enter your brain and deaden your synapses. You live in the mightiest nation on Earth, and yet you are afraid.
You fear anyone or anything
different,
but brainwash you to fear.
That we
mean. Wrench you further into our yoke. The fear blinds you to the fact that reality is coagulating and constricting
into the nightmare dystopia that will bring on the final apocalypse.
What's going on, Prick? Rummy?
Here, W.
Well, why don't you work on some of the pictures of your color-by-numbers Bible?
That's right, Tush. Maybe you can become an artist after you finish being a president.
Yes, my friend, I am here to bring you great news. You
coming this summer,
into the adventures of the Capitalist the Manifesto.
An entirely new episode of our most popular radio series, The Capitalist Manifesto.
We need to destroy this internet so that the people will be more afraid of poverty. We need to drive them forward with fear and greed. Drive them forward with a carrot on the stick of wealth and luxury in front of them and the fear of poverty behind them, to keep them moving like rats on a spinning wheel cage, to keep the system moving unrelentingly forward on its path to destruction.
They threw fear into the people of the...
That was the plot. We invade 7 countries in 5 years. Iraq was only the beginning.
Talked of timetables for the fall of one country and then another.
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finally Iran. And that still gives us 2 more years to decide if we should invade anyone else. Venezuela? Yemen? Think of the possibilities!
The 28 classified pages of the 9/11 Commission report. They weren't just blacked out, they were completely missing. What work Commander Tush and his henchmen trying to hide?
The right is right because we say it's right, and we've got all the money in the world to drug up the masses with our genetically modified foods and our media command. We're right.
You think 9/11 was a crime? No, it was an act of war.
An act of war?
Yes, an act of war, funded by people high up in the government of a certain foreign power.
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finally Iran.
Why the hell do you want to attack all those countries, Commander Tush? None of them had anything to do with the attacks on the World Trade Center.
Is Saudi Arabia on the list?
No.
Why not? Every other country in the region is on the list.
The Saudis are our friends. They'd never do anything like that.
Would they?
Well, we can't let the American people know about this.
Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country.
This plan to attack 7 countries in 5 years and Saudi Arabia, where most of the hijackers were from, is not on the list.
Saudi Arabia, where high-up government officials funded the attacks. Saudis' fingerprints are all over the 9/11 tragedy, and yet you let them fly away, Commander Tush.
But they're my friends. They'd never do anything like that. It's Saddam Hussein's fault.
It's actually good they did it, Tush. The Saudis have helped us out. We needed an excuse to attack Iraq.
And once we invade Iraq, then onward we'll conquer Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finally the jewel crown of our conquest, Iran.
Why the fuck would you want to bomb Iraq or any of these other countries when the Saudis are the real culprits?
The young king.
If this gets out, we lose everything. Even the right-wingers will be against our invasion of Iraq.
We invade 7 countries in 5 years. Iraq was only the beginning.
Capitalist the Manifesto!
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finally Iran.
Yes, my friend, I am here to bring you great news. You have just tuned into the adventures of the Capitalist the Manifesto.
The Saudis perpetrate an act of war on America, and we attack every other country in the region. Most of these countries hate the Saudis. It makes perfect fucking sense.
I was barely aware of the machinations that occurred around them.
If this gets out, we'll have to bomb Saudi Arabia. All those other countries are off the list.
And why? Scrutiny, disrupt internal enemies, and consolidate the power of Quang Thuot. even further. Their grip would tighten on the kingdom slowly and surely as they pretended to protect the people of the kingdom from unknown enemies from the beyond. They threw fear into the people of the kingdom so that the people barely felt the yoke that was tightening around their necks.
Capitalist Manifesto.
Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somali, Sudan, and finally Iran.
Capitalist Manifesto.
All hands, man your battle stations. This is a drill, it's a drill.
Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. I propose a $450 million initiative to bring a day of horror like none we have ever known.
The Adventures of the Capitalist Manifesto.
There it is, a few brief scenes from the triumphant return of the Ubu Hour's premiere feature, The Capitalist Manifesto.
Coming to the airwaves in late summer, only on the Ubu Hour. Keep posted to this show for more information. You will not want to miss this spectacular radio event.
As you can see, in the coming year, Ubu Hour will bring you more of the best of radio theater, as we have for the last dozen years.
You will not want to miss a single minute of what the Ubu Hour brings to you. Thrills, excitement, political satire, surrealism, and data.
And make sure to tell all your friends to tune in every first Monday night at 11 p.m. on the only radio station that matters, KBOO Portland.
Or listen on the web at kboo.fm and download previous programs by searching for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour. And we'll see you next month as we bring you more exciting radio theater.
You, my friend, have been listening to the Ubu
Hour. Coming attractions for 2014.
And that's it. It's almost midnight. You've survived another hour of the Ubu Hour.
It is now safe to turn your radio back on. You are safe for another month before the Ubu Hour fouls the airwaves again on the first Monday in February.
Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
I'm not sure what it's going to be yet, so let's leave it blank.
And don't forget, there's plenty of other radio theater programs that have the misfortune of sharing this time slot with the Ubu Hour. Every Monday night at 11.
It's radio theater.
Okay, now we're going to turn that mic down.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Oh,
show is delightful. We hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Oh, it's a load of
tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon. In the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Another edition of that wacky cha-cha. No, I mean it's the tacky cha-cha club. No, it's not that.